Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So how'd the Angels player, I'm not sure who he is, get a testicular contortion? Whoa. That's when your ball turns around.
No, contusion.
Contusion. Contortion is when your ball just turns around.
That's when you
and it the tube just turns like a knot.
Yeah. So this guy.
That's the most painful thing out there.
Nolan Schonell. I'm not pronouncing his name right.
What's he play?
Baseball.
What position?
Baseball. He was at bat, and in the link I sent you, you can see the video. The ball goes straight off of his bat and right into his right leg, upper thigh, and
His nut.
Went straight from the bat to his ball. And the announcers try real hard to go, he must have taken that in the leg. That's going to be a real nasty bruise on his thigh. No, testicular contusion was the official diagnosis for him.
So, speaking of that,
to get the speed of the ball off the bat into his nut? You know, they have all the stats anymore.
It is not reported.
That came off 102 miles an hour right into his left nut.
What was the spin rate on his nut? That's what I want to know. So my son's laying on the floor. This is a while back. We're at the airport, and he's laying on the floor charging his phone, and he's got shorts on. He's got his leg crossed. He's laying there, and I'm at the other end of the – I'm further away sitting at the airport, and I see him sitting there. He's got his legs crossed, but he's got these shorts on. Now, it's not visible, but I'm thinking, how about this? I just text him. I go, hey – and the airport's packed, and I go, hey, your nut's sticking out. I just hit text. And I'm across the waiting area at the gate. So it'd be something you would do. I said, hey, your nut's hanging out. And, you know, you give it 2 seconds. You know, I see him look at the phone. All of a sudden, just reach down and cross his leg real quick. And here's another prank I just read this morning on Twitter, and I shared this. I don't know if a guy actually does this, but I love it. He'll walk around. This is pretty cruel. When he sees anything with a Trump sticker, don't worry, it's not going to get more political than that. Anybody with a MAGA sticker, he'll take a piece of paper and say, hey, I'm pregnant, call me, and stick it in the windshield.
Oh.
Now, I hate to put that out there because that could be done to anybody, let alone what kind of stickers on their car. But that's funny. Because I know most of the time people are going to go, I'm not bagging anybody anyway. But some guy walked up to one of those cars and said, hey, I'm pregnant, call me, and freaked out. Or somebody's wife saw it.
That's
they're leaving Home Depot together on a Saturday. Everything's going well. The wife sees, hey, I'm pregnant, call me, on his windshield. He can't get out of that.
No.
None of us can get out of that.
No, you can't be like,
my wife trusts me, and I couldn't get out of that.
No, there's no talking your way out of that.
No. So try it today, by the way.
That's a cruel prank.
And Nick's focus there. Yeah, doing Nick's focus.
Yeah, I'm glad I haven't been broadcasting the color and make and model of my car for years.
Yeah, most of the time you walk to your car,
it'll be fine. Don't worry. It'll be fine.
I love that bit, though.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So the ball, so when he goes down.
I think
down,
I might be okay with that. There's a I've got a vasectomy.
Oh, yeah. You do have okay, that to lean
so,
on.
So Nick said, okay, when the next one should say, I thought you had a vasectomy, I call me, I'm pregnant. Okay, say that.
Yeah, that's not helping.
Yeah, the guy who took the ball to the ball,
yeah.
He did leave the game in the third inning after
ball
that.
To the ball,
yeah. But I guess he reported feeling much better the next day, but he was not feeling good right there after it. If you watch the video, man, it comes right off the bat screaming. And
does he make that face of the guy, the old man crosses his legs at that conference? Remember that face?
Nah, it's a little different.
He's a younger guy, right?
Well, I mean, you think about it. He probably did get hit in the leg as well.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, there was pain in a lot of areas right down there. The whole general region was not feeling good, but the testicular contusion is what they put on the injury report.
Oh my God.
He is a rookie first baseman.
First round pick.
Why do they not wear cups?
Well, if he's played first base, he had a cup one. I don't know how that I don't know. But maybe he
sure
doesn't wear
look
one at first
like
base.
It didn't look like it in that
third baseman wear cups.
The Twitter link that was embedded in there shows multiple replays and different angles of it just going right.
Yeah, do the infielders generally wear cups? Catcher?
I don't know. Catcher does. Yeah, you're crazy if you don't have a cup on as a catcher. That's 101.
Does the cup
like
inhibit?
Anybody out there should have a cup?
Yeah, does it inhibit?
No,
your...
the outfield never really wore a cup. I never wore.
Well,
a
they
cup
still go
baseball.
To the plate.
Yeah,
but can you stretch?
I know,
like
what?
A first baseman can with a cup. Are they? Getting...
They're a hell of a lot more streamlined than they were when you and I were kids, Todd. You know,
but you see,
really...
football players wear a lot
they don't
less
wear cups.
Padding
than
they did a long time ago,
yeah.
And they don't wear cups.
Right?
They never wore cups.
It sure looks like this guy's not.
Yeah. Obviously, no, it's because you don't wear. Well, you're wearing it wrong if your nuts sticking out of your cup. You know.
Yeah.
It's just for the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a couple trainers out there.
What is his cup hurt so bad? Like your balls are hanging out of it.
Yeah. Get yourself fitted.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he gives it a couple minutes to try to maybe like, oh, I can walk this off, and then he's like, no, I can't walk this off.
So that contusion, is that a long term thing?
Oh, it's just
it's a bruise, right?
It's a bruise. Yeah. I mean, that's just fancy words for a bruise.
I'm sure you'll feel it for a few days. Yeah, and I'm sure it's swollen and discolored.
Yeah, you can kind
of. I was so too much of a pussy with. I got hit by the ball one time. And I was scared of it for the rest of the time I played baseball.
Yeah, you were.
How would you not? How would that not cross your mind every time you're up at the plate?
Because he's a pro baseball player.
Yeah, because he spent his whole life
taking balls,
getting
to the
balls,
face, you know,
100 miles an hour thrown at him.
Yeah, but then he hit himself.
Ladies, if you're you know what helps in that situation? You kiss him. You know, kiss it and make it feel better. You know?
I always thought the guy who takes the one who gets hit on the wrist on his batting hand. You know, you take the pitch right to the wrist.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Or the elbow.
There's nothing there.
Yeah.
I mean that little knob of your wrist right there on the outside.
Yeah, I got hit in a finger that way once. Yeah. I was swinging the bat. It hit my hand.
A lot of guys wear the elbow padding, but a lot of guys don't.
They didn't back in the day. Nobody had that crap back in the day. The armor they wear nowadays, no.
I mean, I don't blame them.
No, I don't either.
I mean,
I don't either.
Guys are up there throwing 90, 100 miles an hour. I don't want to get hit by that.
It's fast.
Spin right off your nuts. All right. We'll take that call.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.